presentation on behalf of myself, the president, and the Rahway City Council. I'd like to have Councilman Parsons come forward. We'd like to present her with this gavel for her past year as president of our council.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate this, and it was a true honor to serve for 2023 and 24. So I thank you, and well, let's continue this job here.
Thank you. You did a great job, and I know it was you had some hard times. Thank you. Good evening, everyone. It's 7 p.m. I'd like to call it January 13th regular council meeting to order. Roll call, please. Here.
Miles.
Here.
Mojica.
Here.
Montes de Oca.
Here.
Newberry.
Here.
Timmons.
Here.
Parson.
Here.
Jablisco.
Here. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please. Now, at this time, I'd like to ask Councilman Brooks to please read the invocation.
Council President, thank you. Please bow your heads. Father God, please meet us here today as we act to govern this community. Shall the spirit of respect and communication be ever present in this meeting and in this room. Enlighten our minds to know the truth. Direct the wills to act in good judgment so that we do and what we speak will be beneficial to our citizens, government, and most importantly, the happiness, the honor, and glory to all, but especially your name. Please bless each and all of us here. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mr. Brooks. Ms. Capone, can you please read the open public meeting statement?
Notice of this meeting has been sent to the official newspapers, and adequate and electronic notice has been provided in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act as required by law.
The council has a need to go into now at this time, OMM presentation, please.
Thank you, Council President, for allowing the time for this presentation, and thank you to the Council Mayor, Mr. Parham, and all of the Rahway departments for your support during this project. We had a project for the past year with the Office of Emergency Management, and I was hired as a consultant to write the Emergency Operations Plan. My name is Mariana Lechner with Lechner Consulting. We started the project about a year ago, and we revised the emergency operation plan for the city of Rahway so that it meets all of the requirements for the New Jersey Office of Emergency Management EOP guidance for municipalities as of December 2024, but current as of today. The EOP also included four new annexes for Rahway that the New Jersey Office of Emergency Management added on recently, just this past summer, and that includes civil unrest, cybersecurity, pandemic, and disaster recovery. We also completed a flood hazard annex, and that flood hazard annex hopefully will contribute to the next round of CRS points, the community rating system points for National Flood Insurance Program. So hopefully that will boost the rating and will bring greater discounts with the other programs that Rahway undertakes with the engineer, city engineer, to provide greater discounts for residents for their flood insurance. We also completed a tabletop exercise in October. That exercise was a success. We had participation from most of the departments, all of the departments certainly that are involved with the emergency operations plan. And that exercise has received full credit from the New Jersey Office of Emergency Management, so you will not have to repeat another exercise for state credit until next year, next October at the latest. We also discussed some recommendations moving forward, and we did a training on the emergency operations plan for department heads and representatives that work with emergency management. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Council President, if I could just have a word, sir. So I'd like to thank Mariana for all of her hard work. Again, she's been working with us for over a year. And I really wanted to say that what she's been doing is more than just creating paperwork. When a disaster happens, when an emergency happens, we need to act. We don't need to think about what to do. And in order to act and act in the proper way, we need to train. And we train using proper guidelines and making certain that those guidelines are in concert with state and federal rules. Mariana has made certain that not only have we updated those guidelines, but we've drilled them, we've sat down with our local players and our county and state partners, and we're making certain that if, and God forbid, when something does happen, that we are more prepared to respond to that. So I want to say to Mariana, because of her hard work, Rahway is better prepared, and also because of the hard work and the dedication of the department heads and the support of the mayor and city council and allowing us to bring Mariana in, it's certainly making a difference in our emergency preparedness. Thank you, Council President.
Okay. The council has a need to go into executive closed session. Ms. Capone, could you please read resolution AR 1325, please?
A resolution authorizing an executive closed session to discuss matters in connection with contract negotiations.
Okay, before we adopt this, I'm going to request comments from the administration, please.
Well, I think that at this point, we're going to closed session, but just for the record, it's regarding the PBA negotiations. I just want the record to be clear, and I think that's all that Mr. Landolfi can point out. When we come out, we'll have a presentation.
Motion to adopt.
I make a motion to go into executive session.
Second.
I second.
Roll call, please.
Councilmember Brooks?
Yes.
Brown? Miles?
Yes.
Mojica?
Yes.
Montes de Oca?
Yes.
Newberry?
Yes.
Timmons?
Yes.
Parson?
Yes.
Jablisco?
Yes. The council will now enter executive session. We ask the public to leave the council chambers. Now, ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we're going to return to the order of business. I need an approval of December 9th, 2024 combination meeting. Can I have a motion and a second?
So moved.
I second.
And a second. Roll call, please.
Councilmember Brooks?
Yes.
Brown? Miles?
Yes.
Mojica?
Yes.
Montes de Oca?
Yes.
Newberry?
Yes.
Timmons?
Yes.
Parson?
Yes.
Zablisco?
Yes. Do we have any reports from City Council at this time? Mr. Brooks, I know, has one.
Council President, if I may.
Sure.
Thank you very much, sir. First, Happy New Year to everybody attending tonight. Thank you for coming out. This is the first public safety update and police department initiatives for this year. I want to thank Chief Law Enforcement Officer Sean Ganley for his continued collaboration, his regular updates, and just things that we work on, you know, on a regular. I mean, I know we spoke late two nights ago, and thank you for carrying over that action. I'm going to start with the weekly summons. This took place on December the 30th, going into January the 5th. The police department handed out 38 summons with one warning. Traffic enforcement did 62 with three warnings, and parking enforcement had 95 violations addressed. That's actually quite impressive after, you know, we gave away free parking for the holidays. Now, there have been some community complaints, more particularly at one of our establishments in the city by the name of El Patron. We directed patrols that were conducted in response to a quality life and traffic concerns. They had four city ordinance summonsings, mostly dealing with people relieving themselves in public. Motor vehicle summonses, we had 12. We did tow one vehicle, and there is a disorderly conduct inside of the establishment, which is a ABC violation. We'll continue to monitor this establishment. I know there's been this has been going on for months now, so it's not especially targeted, but the attention that they're getting is certainly warranted. Department initiatives and updates. Accreditation assessment. It's an on-site assessment for department accreditation is scheduled for, well, was scheduled for the 12th. Parking enforcement details were conducted over the last two weekends, focusing on downtown Rahway and the Rahway train station, enforcing looking into address improper, double, and other related violations. Signage enforcement. Additional LED enhanced signage is awaited for Madison and Emin to improve safety and visibility. Traffic and safety assessment. The Department of Engineering and Police Department collaborated to evaluate signage near Covanta Refinery. An on-site assessment with the Department of Transportation and the city is scheduled for the 16th. The data for the safety assessment is on Route 27. Corridor from Harrison Street to Linden was submitted to the State Department of Transportation. A proposed traffic signal for controlled access to at River Road and Rahway River Park has been included in that. Homelessness and overdose reporting. And as we all are aware, you know, overdoses it's a great issue in our country. No one's immune to it, not a single community. Our officers are using QR codes to report incidents of homelessness and overdoses, which are immediately sent to the health department for follow-up. We have also coordinated with the Transit Police Department to address reports of homeless individuals sleeping in commuter waiting rooms. Crossing guard agreement. We're finalizing a new crossing guard agreement seeking to hire additional guards on Route 1 in Milton, St. George, and West Grand Avenue. There's been an increase in catalytic converter thefts that was reported. A suspected vehicle, a stolen black Infiniti, has been linked to 12 similar thefts in Elizabeth. So this is an area issue. Field training for recruits. Recent graduates from the Rahway Police Department have started their field training program. Congratulations to them. As far as personnel updates, we brought on a new detective. Salvatore Renna was assigned to the Investigations Bureau. And Corporal Augustin Tenko was appointed as a new field training officer. And in attendance tonight, I want to send a congratulations to our newest police director, Mr. Frank DeErico. He would like to be called Frank by some people. That just goes to show his humbleness. He's a decorated law enforcement individual and has had great success and other departments as well. So we welcome them with open arms. I know your colleagues are very much looking forward to working with you and already hearing great things. Lastly, I do want to say that we're finalizing a monthly report for 2024. That should be available, I think, towards the end of the first quarter. So thank you for that. And thank you, Council President, for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Brooks. That's very good. Okay. Ms. Capone, do we have any communications from the city officials' bills list?
You received the December payment of bills, police report, and the fire report.
Okay. At this time, we have requests from the administration to address the agenda. Working as executive director
I have to tell you, I've never been accused of not speaking loudly. That was a project that when we met, and when I say we, I was acting BA at the time. It was at the mayor's direction. We met in his office. We put the project before the Housing Authority. You folks, council, have supported that effort in several different ways, and I want to remind you of it. You applied for, and we received a large home grant that was part of the Plan B contingency funding from the county. You authorized, and we undertook a feasibility study of the project that was undertaken by the Housing Authority. You authorized, and we are not going to have to fund an ordinance that was a part of the Plan B financial plan to close the gap if they did not receive all their tax credit financing. So you have taken several actions in support of that. Let's just spend a minute and go over what really is going to happen there. In a two-phase project, the units are going to be demolished, phase one. They're going to be rebuilt. Tenants are going to be relocated either to on-site and units become vacant, or I believe they're going to use Kennedy Homes. At this point in time, and again, this is up to the Housing Authority to implement, and that's important. It was our idea, came out of the mayor's office. We gave him the road map. We laid it out to him. We gave him the consultants. At the end of the day, the Housing Authority has to implement it. They do have a relocation plan. It's my understanding, or our understanding, that at this point in time, nobody will be relocated out of the city. If there is, it'll be one or two families, but it's our understanding that that's not going to take place. That'll be phase one. Once phase one is completed, those tenants will move back in. Primarily will vacate as a result of that, the phase two, the second part of the project. Those units will be demolished, and they'll be rebuilt. They won't be rebuilt as they currently look. Right now, that is 1950s vintage, and I'm going to show my age here, barracks housing. Those units were constructed subsequent to World War II, really to house returning veterans from the war. And they were never intended to be a long-term solution to someone's housing needs. That's exactly what they turned into. But they were never designed for that. It was never conceptualized as that, but that's what they morphed into. So when you look at those units, they're easily identifiable. They're not very aesthetically pleasing. There are issues with the infrastructure. So the plan is demolish them, replace them, not with in-kind units, but with townhouses. That project, when it's completed, will be indistinguishable from any market rate units in the city, or I'm going to say anywhere in the near vicinity. So what you're going to have is transformation of that neighborhood, a complete transformation, but with the same tenancy. So those tenants are going to be afforded the opportunity to leave 1950s vintage housing and return to 2025-26 vintage housing. It'll be transformational not just for the neighborhood, but for the tenants who live there. That project will, in and of itself, satisfy our present need under the round four COA regs. However, we're not stopping there. Some of you are very aware of the issues we've had at Rosegate, where there have been tremendous problems in terms of building maintenance. There have been tremendous problems with changeover, not in top management, but with management there, and their ability to communicate with us and respond to us. So this past year, we took a very, and we advised you of this, I believe, in a closed session. The mayor authorized us, actually instructed us, to get very hard with Rosegate, and we dropped the gauntlet there and basically said, look, you're either going to find a way to update these units, rehab them, settle the maintenance issues, or we are going to bring in a developer, condemn your property, acquire it, and we're going to do it. a miracle occurred. They found a mechanism to fund it. They went to HMFA. They have received approval to undertake a major renovation of the Rosegate units. We met with them last week. The one instruction we did give them was their rehabilitation needs to comply with the COA regs so that we get credit for it. We don't have a time frame yet. They have been approved for their HMA financing. They have a financial closing, as they call it. I believe it's in February. After that, they will be in contact with the tenants there. They'll set forth timelines and exactly what's going to happen with the renovations are going to entail. And that's really good news. And I know some of our council members are very happy to hear that because they do call the office and we do try to follow up, Councilwoman. But that's been a long, arduous road there also, but I think there's a solution in sight. The third major project that we're undertaking, and this is new construction, but it will go to satisfy our present need. And council played a major role in this also, and that is the proposed senior affordable project on Esterbrook. That has also received HMFA funding. They have not gone to financial close yet. I will say that there are some minor hurdles there that they have to overcome. But council authorized the acquisition in a bond. We have gone through that acquisition process. We did not have to condemn it. We are now the owners. We've identified a developer, an affordable housing developer. He's been so designated. That developer has applied for and received HMA-approved tax credit financing. So we are a hair's breadth away from that project being finalized, getting before the planning board and moving forward. So the three of those projects, we think, will not just bring us into compliance, will be transformational in terms of Glendenning, ameliorate ongoing concerns at Rosegate, and provide new ground-up construction for senior citizens who are looking to stay in Rahway in an affordable setting when they vacate their homes, when they sell. So, the mayor sent us on the mission to come up with a plan. I think we've done that successfully. It's taken a period of time to do it. It was anticipation of those round four numbers. We think we've got there, so we wanted to brief you on that this evening. There's one fourth component I mentioned. That's the Community Development Housing Rehab Program that may or may not qualify under the new regs for fulfilling present need, but we don't need them. But that's a very good program. It's income driven. We do 10 to 15 houses a year. We bring them their code upgrades. That's a very successful program. We don't deed restrict. What we do is we place a mortgage on the unit. If it's sold, we're then refunded the money. We get our money back, and it becomes like a revolving fund. So that's a very good program. Hopefully, one that we're going to be able to utilize to bolster that present need. The meeting of the present need. The other thing I wanted to talk to you about briefly was the library. I think there's been a lot of discussion about it. I haven't been privy to all that, but I have been privy to some of the ongoing dialogue. Here's where we're at. Both the council and the library board have taken independent action to authorize the interlocal agreement. That interlocal agreement is now finalized. It's on file in the clerk's office. So that is taken, that those actions have been taken, and both entities, the city and the library, are now operating under it. I just want to hit a couple of points that I think make sense. So what really transpired here was there was a recognition that there was a funding, I'm not going to say deficiency, gap or requirement. I guess I got to hold the mic closer. It's an ice cream cone, Lou. I don't know. The mayor came to us and said, look, we need to address this, and we need to do it in an expeditious manner. We need to resolve the issue. We need to do it quickly. We need to move forward. We need to put this behind us. We need to be fair to the library. Let's get buy-in from the affected folks and try to move this thing forward. So the solution that was arrived at was an interlocal agreement that you acted favorably on that would, in effect, transfer the responsibility financially of maintaining the library from the library to the city. That has the effect of creating appropriation authority within the library. You acted favorably on it. It went to the library board, who acted favorably on it. I think there was one dissenting vote, so I think it was a unanimous vote here. There was one dissenting vote there. What that MOU, not the MOU, what the interlocal does in very simple terms is it makes the city responsible for all of the costs associated with maintaining the library, whether that is utilities, an ongoing problem that needs to be corrected. But most importantly, the city will reimburse the library for the cost of their maintenance employees. Those maintenance employees will remain employees of the library, and they will remain within the bargaining unit of the library. And that was very important. And just let me hit on that for 1 second. So when you look at it, the entities who are responsible for this, you have the mayor acting as a catalyst. You have the council taking a positive action, approving an interlocal that resolves the problem. You have the library board acting favorably upon that and accepting it. You have the library director, and Mr. Parr met with the library director this past week. He expressed his pleasure with the interlocal, with the way it's being provided, and he thinks we're on solid ground moving forward. And the fourth entity, and it represents the employees, is the bargaining unit. I personally spoke with the business agent that represents the bargaining unit. He expressed a lot of support, not only for the interlocal, but was very pleased with the outcome of the recent negotiations that ended up in a new labor agreement, a new collective negotiations agreement for that bargaining unit. So when you look at those entities, the council, library board, library director, and the bargaining unit, everybody's on the same page. Everybody's marching forward. We're accomplishing our goals. Case in point, there was a problem with heating in the library this past week. Public Works immediately dispatched personnel, immediately started to deal with it. I don't know that it's been completely resolved yet, but there wasn't a need to call outside contractors. There wasn't a need to get outside quotes. There wasn't a need to get engineers involved. Our Public Works personnel, who have the expertise to handle the situation, were called in and are dealing with it with the financial backing of the city. You may have seen on social media where the library recently received three new copy machines. So some of their infrastructure is being updated, again, as a result of the commitment that's been made to them, the financial commitment. I think their phone system's being updated. And Mayor, I know you sit on the committee over there on technology, and I think there's an initiative to upgrade some of their computer systems. So very, very, very positive progress there. I think it's going to continue. We're going to have ongoing dialogue with the library director. I did leave an open invitation to the business agent to either come in for a meeting or to call at any point in time he thought there were issues with the bargaining unit. We have an established relationship there. He said he would do that, and I have not heard back on a negative. So we thought it was important to brief council tonight on those two issues. If I could, and I'll try not to be so lengthy, there are a couple of issues that we are going to ask you to move on the agenda tonight, and I'm going to hit those quickly, or try to. Starting with the ordinance, and listen, a lot of the agenda is housekeeping. So I'm not going to hit everything. I am going to hit some of the important issues. I'm going to talk about two ordinances, and I'm going to ask Mr. Raynone to come back at the end when I'm done and speak to a third. So the first is Ordinance 0525, and it authorizes the acquisition of a property over on Leesville. And here's really what we're doing. We have property. There is property right now on Leesville Ave that has outstanding taxes of about $1.4 million. The taxes haven't been paid in a considerable amount of time, and nobody from the public has stepped forward to acquire those liens. The reason is very simple. The property is contaminated. It's under DEP oversight right now for the contamination. Something that the mayor prioritized going into last year actually was he asked us to try to proceed with non-residential redevelopment. This is a site that we identified that was prime for that. Contaminated, tax liens, DEP oversight. So what we did is we reinvigorated the Brownfields development area. We've talked to you about that. That had laid dormant for several years. Well back, I think Mayor Kennedy's administration was the last really effective administration that dealt with the BDA. What that really does is a couple of things. It smooths the path in terms of regulations with DEP, but it provides funding to investigate and some funding to clean environmentally contaminated properties. So we've reconstituted the BDA. We've asked the EP to include 767 Leesville in the BDA. We're asking you to go through the acquisition process. It won't be a cash transaction. It will be for the liens. That again, no one has stepped forward to acquire. We then will, through the BDA process, do an investigation, which will be paid for. What we're looking to do. The investigation will be paid for by the DEP. We'll then jointly with the DEP and a developer that we have recognized that we've been able to have meaningful discussion with, we will have a developer come in, complete the remediation of the property, ultimately convert that to a taxpaying concern. So we'll take a piece of contaminated property, severely contaminated. Obviously, it can pose a risk to public health, safety, and welfare. Tax liens are unpaid. We'll take it from that state through remediation, through converting it to a viable entity that's paying some taxes. So we're on that path. One of the first steps to that, you've already taken the first step. You've declared an area in need of redevelopment. But the next step in that is to authorize us to acquire the property, and that is what that ordinance does. The next ordinance is a change that I'm going to discuss is 0625, and we are requesting that you change the management structure of the CID. And why are we doing that? At this point in time, council is the management entity for the Special Improvement District. To answer the question why we're asking you to do that, you have to roll the clock back 3 years when we came and asked council to take over administration of the CID. And without going into all the negatives, what I will say, and you know this because we've had the discussion, there was concerns with the way the CID was being administered back then. We thought serious, dramatic action was required to right that ship and set it on the proper course. The solution that we came up with was to ask council to act as the management corporation. And what we think, and I'm going to go through a couple of items here. What we think is you guys, as the council, not you guys, the members of the council, please excuse me for being so informal, that you have taken appropriate action. You've righted the ship. It's going in absolutely, positively the right direction under your guidance, under your leadership. That dramatic action of having the council act as the management entity is no longer required. We're able to recommend that it return to a more traditional structure of management. Mr. Raynone's office is completing the filing, may already have done so, for a 501 corporation, so that what we're requesting council to do is give up the reins. I'm sure you're sorry about that, that added burden. Give up those reins, return it to a more traditional management structure with a 501. Now, before I go any further, I said that you've righted the ship. So I just want to hit on a couple of things here. And if I have one criticism of the way council handled this issue, I will tell you straight out, it's that you did not stand up and talk about your successes. You were too modest, because there are a lot of successes and a lot of things that council, acting as that entity, has done right. And I'm going to give you a couple of examples. And this goes back, you have to start with the fact that several years ago there was a lawsuit when the CID was expanded to all the businesses in the city of Rahway. And as a result of that, there was a major increase in the funding levels that were available to the CID. A concern that we had was that there really wasn't a good financial plan in place to spend that. And when we sat with you, we said, look, we're concerned about how that money is going to be spent, and that it be spent in a way that is to the benefit of the participating businesses. So, to that end, you created the Business Improvement Program, which had real tangible goals, which serviced very tangible or provided very tangible results from those expenditures. You created the facade, and that was primarily for businesses, business owners. For property owners, you created the facade improvement program, and that had very specific guidelines for improvements to facades, physical improvements. Collectively, it was about, I think it was $285,000 that's been allocated to those businesses for the facade improvement and the business improvement program. Again, not giveaway dollars like a lot of programs did under the ARA, under the American Recovery Act, or the CARES Act that we had locally. Very tangible results, very tangible goals for both facade improvements and for business improvement. An add-on to that became the Public Arts Initiative Program, which is an initiative funded by the CID that provides for the creation of public art on private businesses that want to participate. So, tremendous gains there in terms of allocating dollars to actually help the businesses that are funding them. You expanded the CID. There have been, the CID was expanded by ordinance and as a result of winning that court case, but you expanded programming into the non-central business district. I think that was the first time that was done. So that you've actually brought, not only brought their money in, but you're providing service to them. That was another concern that we had, that we reach out beyond the central business district, we bring those folks in, they're contributing, we start to run activities that's to the benefit of more than just the central business district. You did that. You created the online directory. One of the concerns we had that 3 years ago there was no comprehensive listing of all the businesses that were contributing to the CID. You made that a priority. There's now an online directory. It's accurate. I'm not going to say that it's accurate to the minute because somebody probably went out of business today or somebody came into business today, but it is constantly monitored, updated. It provides by category of business an online directory of all our businesses participating in the CID. Major, major accomplishment. You reinstituted a dynamic collaborative process with the Chamber of Commerce. That had been lacking for a long time. We now collaborate, or at your direction, you collaborate with the Chamber of Commerce and various activities. Major accomplishment. I will tell you the thing that I think you should most be proud of is your initiatives in public art. Under your direction, the CID, working with the city, working with private entities, has created more public art in the city of Rahway, I think, than was ever created. And it's outstanding public art. And I think you need to be recognized for that. You need to be congratulated. You should have done it yourself. It shouldn't take me coming down to tell you did a good job. You did a magnificent job. We have the MLK Monument, which, and I'm going to personalize this, I think that is one of the finest pieces of public art I have ever seen. I'm not saying it's grandiose. I'm saying it's magnificent. And that was done, I think, 2 years ago under your direction. It's truly magnificent, and for anybody that hasn't seen it, I would strongly encourage you to get over there to look at it. You've done several murals and used several different funding mechanisms to do that. We mentioned the Public Arts Initiative. We literally had the Vice Consul from the Peruvian Embassy come down the day that was unveiled. You've used the redevelopment process to get some public art done. We used an approval at the planning board, and you took over that project and accomplished the innovator's art that's visible from the train. We did Arts District Park. We got the grant that we did over on East Cherry. Magnificent examples of truly outstanding public art. That was a priority, and I know Councilwoman Newberry, I had this conversation with her 3 years ago, she very explicitly said, we need to turn some of our attention to creating some public art. It's been lacking. We need to focus on it. And she charged the employees of the CID with doing that. And I got to tell you again, and personally speaking, I think that accomplishment is just tremendous. So I think you're turning over a well-oiled machine to the 501C. I'm not sure if it's going to be a C. It may be another entity. It will be a 501. It's a well-oiled piece of machinery. I think you've accomplished the goals that you set out to accomplish. I think that the ills that were recognized have been dealt with. It's a positive direction. You folks need to stand up and take a bow. I'm going to say it for you because you didn't say it yourselves. But it's truly magnificent. All right, so that, and I was a little bit long-winded there, but I think that one was important because you haven't been saying it for 3 years. I'm going to hit a couple of resolutions quick. Just explain, you all know this. The process that we go through for selecting professional vendors, we put out an RFQ. Frank does that through his shop. It's the fair and open process that we use to identify professional services. We do it for a myriad of services, attorneys, architects, engineers, appraisers, etc. There are guidelines they have to meet. Those RFQs are brought in. They're evaluated in Frank's shop. There's determination made as to who's eligible to receive a contract as a result of that fair and open process. There are two types of there's one resolution on tonight that creates what we call the qualified pool of professionals. That is all the professionals that have been qualified to receive contracts from the city. In addition to that, the vast majority of resolutions that are on tonight are awarding annual contracts to professionals. I think there's 23 of those contracts. The purpose for that is to provide staff with professionals that they can call without coming back and asking you for a specific contract. So by way of example, if we have a road that collapses, Dan Lee does not, as municipal engineer, does not have to come back and request from council that he engage an engineer to go look at that and design specifications to fix it. He has an engineer on an annual contract. He calls them up, gets them on site, and they perform that function for us, turns into a project. There's a separate proposal, and that would come back to you. So there's a myriad of services like that. That was just an example that we utilize, that the department heads utilize under Jonathan's direction on a day-to-day basis. That is 23 of the resolutions that are on tonight. I think the only other one that I'm going to hit on is the last resolution, and that is the appointment of members to the Social Justice Commission. There are annual appointments. All those appointments expired 12/31. So two parts to this, and the first part is that we want to acknowledge those individuals whose terms expired are not being reappointed. They served admirably. They served well. They brought a lot of energy. They brought a lot of ideas to the Social Justice Commission. So thank them for their service and how they moved that commission along. I think we're going to see the fruition of some of that on MLK Day. To those new members, welcome. There are several new members. We look to spread out and bring in different segments of the community, particularly some from some of the nonprofits who will participate with recommendations. Welcome to those folks. We hope you continue the work that has been started. It was a real pleasure, and I was on the sidelines for a lot of it, to work with the outgoing commissioners, and I'm sure that it's going to be just as pleasurable and fruitful working with the new commissioners. There's one other ordinance, and I'm going to toss this one to the law director and ask Mr. Raynone to comment on the last ordinance that's on the agenda.
Council President, the last ordinance that's on the agenda is 0725, and it's an ordinance repealing Chapter 35 of the Code of the City. Chapter 35 was the chapter that created in 2011 the Municipal Ethics Board, and while it was created, there were never appointments made to it. So under the state ethics law, municipalities can select to have their own board or allow the local finance board to act as their local ethics board. As of April of this year, there's only 31 municipalities, counting the city of Rahway, that actually have their own local ethics board. Most municipalities, as you can see, more than 90% of the municipalities in the state use the local finance board, and there's, you know, good reasons why they do that. The first is, of course, the local finance board is appointed by the governor. It's not appointed by a governing body, which might be the, might be faced with claims that they've somehow, put partisans or favorites on the local finance board. So it's a completely independent board. The second is that all of the legal work done for the local finance board is done by the Attorney General's office at no cost to the municipality. So, as I said, over 90% of the municipalities in the state have realized that that's a more appropriate and effective way to handle their ethics issues. I'll note that technically a local ethics board could adopt their own ethics code if they wanted to. Out of the 31 that have a local ethics board, only 5 have done that. So it's pretty obvious that the vast majority of the state, except for 5 municipalities, has the exact same ethics code. It's part of the local government ethics law. It's there for everybody to see. It's what all of the ethics training that's done by for municipal employees is done on that. It's what's part of our municipal code by reference. So in our opinion, this is really kind of just cleaning up an issue that's in the code. I know for myself, and it's back in the Proctor administration, that there were actually ethics violations leveled against the mayor. As you can imagine, that's a circumstance where having the mayor of a municipality be the subject of an ethics code now, because you didn't have an ethics board, that went to the local finance board. So it was done by an attorney general. It was done by an administrative law judge, but once again appointed by the governor and confirmed by the Senate. So there wasn't any question that matter was handled in a way that was completely unbiased, because it was handled by an outside agency, and that's a recommendation that's come from the law department. I'll note that as recently as 10 or 15 years ago, there were more than 50 local ethics boards. That number has dwindled down over the years. I think in the last year, another one besides us has gone down because I checked 23 and there were 32 and now there's only 31. So that's the purpose of Ordinance 0725.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Bob. Okay. At this time, hearing from the citizens' portions of the meeting. You have 5 minutes to speak. The resolution is the first resolution listed on floor. Also, open public. Anyone who speaks, make you speak only once. We need your name, address, and then you may speak. There will be no comments made from our public. At this time, Ms. Capone, is there anyone have signed up?
Yes. Pranita Bijlani, 103 Princeton Avenue.
Can you speak up just a little, please?
Yes, my name is Pranita Bijlani. I live at 103 Princeton Avenue. Happy New Year, Council Members, Administration, and Mayor Giacobbe. This evening, as climate change-fueled wildfires continue to rage in Los Angeles and consume more and more acreage, displace thousands, ruin and destroy iconic landscapes and vistas and thousands of homes, I would like to speak to you about the Climate Superfund Act, which is groundbreaking legislation here in New Jersey that our legislature is considering that would make the largest fossil fuel corporations pay for the damages caused by climate change. Modeled after similar legislation passed in New York and Vermont, the bill applies the logic of the original Superfund Act, which requires polluters to pay to clean up their contaminated sites to the climate crisis. No estimates are yet available for New Jersey, but New York's version would raise up to $3 billion of revenue annually for the next 25 years. It is not unreasonable to estimate that New Jersey could receive about $2 billion annually. Extreme climate events cost the United States $150 billion each year, an estimate that doesn't account for loss of life, healthcare-related costs, and damages to our environment. These are costs that disproportionately impact poor and disadvantaged communities. These massive and rapidly increasing costs already fall upon our residents and taxpayers here in Rahway. The Climate Superfund Act is urgently needed to shift the burden of paying for these damages onto the companies responsible for them in order to protect the health, environment, and economic future of our New Jersey communities. We started the meeting discussing the emergency operation plan, but as climate emergencies become more frequent, why should we as taxpayers here in Rahway have to bear the costs of cleaning up disasters and mitigating the problems caused by climate change when these large oil and gas companies have known since the 1950s about the disastrous effects their products would cause? I know as a school teacher that we teach kindergartners that when you make a mess, you need to clean up that mess. We here in flood-prone Rahway would benefit from this legislation as it would create dedicated state funding available to our local government to help pay for the cost of repairing, upgrading, and hardening critical infrastructure, including roads, water treatment plants, flood mitigation, and energy resiliency projects. We will be able to recover costs for climate change adaptation projects, which include things such as flood protection projects, home buyouts, upgrades of stormwater drainage systems, defensive upgrades to infrastructure, preparation for and recovery from extreme weather events. The cost for many of these infrastructure needs are currently borne by Rahway, which seems very unfair. New York Governor Kathy Hochul just signed a similar piece of legislation into law this past December. Here in New Jersey, the Hoboken Town Council just last Wednesday passed a resolution in support of the Climate Superfund Act. We entreat you to put a resolution in support of the act on your next meeting agenda to be voted on and then adopted. We know the more municipalities sign on, the more pressure that will be put on the legislature to pass the act. There's a lot of momentum as many new legislators have signed on as co-sponsors, and in December, the bill was voted out of the Senate Environment and Energy Committee. Last Thursday, I attended the Rahway Environmental Commission meeting, and they are reviewing the resolution and responded positively, but I did not want to delay also bringing it to your attention. I am hoping that they will support it and recommend that the council also support and pass the resolution. You helped safeguard our climate by passing a resolution opposing the KSB power plant. So now we hope you'll take the next step to make polluters pay by passing a resolution supporting the Climate Superfund Act. I truly appreciate your consideration and time. I have copies of the resolution and a cover letter to pass out.
Thank you. And next.
No, this is anyone else signed up.
Ms. Capone, anyone else sign up?
Yes, Celeste Racuno, 113 Cleveland Avenue, Colonia, New Jersey.
Yes, I'm also here with Panita.
You state your name and your address, please.
Yes, Celeste Racano, R-A-C-A-N-O, 113 Cleveland Avenue, Colonia.
Okay. Thank you.
And I'm also here with Pranita. Again, also to request that the Rahway Council adopt our resolution in support of the New Jersey Climate Superfund Act in order to offset the financial burdens of climate change in all towns, actually. But before I started that, I just wanted to say that first of all, as a resident in Woodbridge Township, and as Pranita did mention, I'd like to thank each one of you for the support that we had from your town council when you opposed the expansion of the KSB methane plant, which is what we should call it. And your town, along with 16 other municipalities, thanks to your that support that we had, that situation did not occur. I just can't tell you how grateful we are, and in fact, the entire state should be. So rather than repeat the same information, just to keep it, you know, I don't want to be repetitious, what I did was I have a one-page summary of the Climate Superfund Act, and then I have another page which would be the most commonly asked questions about this fund. So I thought if it's okay, I would like to give the copies to you for your read.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's basically it. I don't want to repeat the same information that she did, because we're together on this, obviously. But I'm just going to say that to end with two sentences, and that is, the climate crisis isn't a problem that will only affect future generations. It's already happening, as we're well aware of. So our New Jersey State climatologist David Robinson has said, while we need to slow the train of climate change, we must also become more resilient in order to survive the negative impacts of these extreme weather events. And we see that happening all around us. So again, thank you so much.
And I have to thank you very much. You can bring that up. Ms. Capone, so next on the list, please.
Yes, Darlene Plunkett, 1362 Witherspoon.
Good evening, everyone, and Happy New Year to you all. I want to say thank you for all that you all do for us in Rahway, and want to let you know that I have been noticing the police presence in my area, especially near the school. And also there are, I don't know what they're actually called, those orange and white barrels that have been placed near our Park Church parking lot, which provide for us to be able to see clear when we're leaving out the parking lot because cars were parking there. So we appreciate that. Everyone appreciates that. And also the school, the parents, because they park there. And I also wanted to say thank you for the things that the city does for us seniors. So thank you.
Thank you very much. Ms. Capone, next.
No one else is on the list.
Hi, Amy Garcia Phillips, 1470 Campbell Street. I want to once again invite you to the Windows of Understanding program. I have these flyers, and I'll also email them. The Windows of Understanding program takes a social justice nonprofit, an artist, and a local business. And the artist creates a unique piece of work that illustrates the mission and vision of the nonprofit, and then it is put in a local business, creating a literal window of understanding. The program has been taking place in several towns in New Brunswick and Highland Park and Metuchen. And last year, Amory and I brought it to Rahway, the first one in Union County. And we had a grant from the Chamber of Commerce, and it was up in the coffee box. So I'm sure many of you saw that. This year, with funding from the Social Justice Commission, we're paying three artists. They're the only ones that get paid in this program. Three artists. We have one going up at Holy Cow. And artist Griselli Goris will be illustrating the work of Prevention Links, which is substance abuse prevention and resource. In Rahway Dance Theater, Radisha James will be creating a piece for the Hyacinth Foundation, which is the oldest AIDS resource foundation in New Jersey. And then in Tassa Tea House, Talia Starr will be creating a piece of work for illustrating the work of Bridges Outreach, which is a homeless prevention and resource. And we all know homeless people should not be illegal. They are people who need resources, so they try to prevent that first. So we're very excited to illustrate the work that they'll be doing. We also have, for the first time, a student exhibit in the Rahway Library, which will be going up. So all of that is on here. On Martin Luther King Day, on the 20th, we'll be doing a art tour. So we'll start at the library and we'll move through each of those locations, and then we'll end up at the Social Justice Commission's celebration, the city's celebration at the park. So that's one thing I wanted to say. So I hope you'll all attend, everyone. Also, I wanted to just set some things straight. I know there was some talk of the SID, and there have been great art projects, and I'm appreciative of that. But I do want to say that as a former SID director, that as a former SID director, we had two council people on our board, and they never mentioned anything about wanting to change the direction that the SID was going. Also, we were never granted access to the funding of the expanded SID, and Anne-Marie and I went door to door throughout the entire city of Rahway talking to businesses, and when we turned over our SID documents, we sent over a huge business list of every possible business we could connect with in Rahway. Literally, we went door to door, and we built relationships, and we did invite them into programming and start programming in other areas. So I just wanted to put some of that, you know, clear that up a little bit. And then I would like to, oops, that's okay, switch tracks a little bit and talk about the affordable housing, which I think is incredible. I think Rahway needs to renovate the Glendenning homes. I had some questions about that, and I know I've talked to Councilperson Parsons about this. Will the relocation project be Section 8 housing, and will they be relocated out, right, out of this area? How does that affect the school district, the school children? Will they have to change school districts? Not districts, but, you know, change within the district. I also wanted to know if these new projects that we're doing we're trying to achieve the LEED standard, and that is environmental standards, right? We spoke about flood mitigation and green energy and green structures, right? So when you are looking at these new projects, we as a city should be looking in that direction. And lastly, along the lines of affordable, thank you. Along the lines of affordable housing, why don't we start looking at some of the all the structures that are already in place, some of these market rate housing, and why don't we talk to them about adding in affordable units? In New Brunswick, in downtown New Brunswick, there's the Premier, and it's a beautiful luxury apartment complex, and it has a certain amount of affordable units, which has let artists and people who really contribute, and I know them personally, they really contribute to the community, and they're vibrant, right? So we should be looking about partnering in different ways and adding in more of that. So thank you. And Bob, it was nice to hear, nice to see you, nice to hear a lot of the explanation. That was a nice touch. Usually we hear ordinances and we don't really know what's behind it. So I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ms. Capone is next.
Andrew Garcia Phillips, 1470 Campbell Street. I want to echo what my wife said. It's nice to see Bob Landolfi here tonight. The real boss is in the room. For anyone who doesn't know who Bob Landolfi is, he is the director of the Redevelopment Agency. We pay him a stipend of, I think it's $80,000 a year as a contractor so that he doesn't violate his retirement accounts. But really, he is the man behind the curtain, the Wizard of Oz. You pull it back, and that's the person pulling the strings. You saw how invested he was in a lot of minutiae here tonight. So some of the things that you're asked to vote yes on week after week, month after month, he is the real director, no matter who we elect. He presented some colorful, imaginative reshapings of history tonight that I want to rebut or present the other side of. For instance, with the library, to say that there was a problem, we all came together to solve it, in harmony does not quite adequately reflect what happened. I won't go into all of that, but we know that there were mistakes made by the mayor took responsibility for, and the defunding of the library for 4 years that continued, that you all voted for over and over again. But in addition, Bob has a direct role here that he should have been involved in all of these discussions all along, because the Redevelopment Agency owns that building. And a lot of people stood up here and asked, rightfully, why was the library ever saddled with the expenses of maintaining the building outside of its four walls? Those elevators serve the tenants upstairs as well as downstairs. Why were they tasked with maintaining those things? Why was Bob Landolfi calling those library maintenance people, screaming at them, violently screaming at them to fix things when his agency should have been dealing with those things? The outside of that building, Bob, still needs some work. It could be cleaned up. Secondly, with the special improvement district, Bob was the only one from the administration who spoke on the record about why things were being changed 3 years ago. And those explanations were entirely different from what he's saying tonight. At the time, he said, because the CID has expanded to the whole city, we needed geographical representation, and only the city council represented the whole city. And so only they could adequately reflect the needs of the whole city. He said that we needed to do things that would require collaboration between the city and the CID in a way that a nonprofit could not do. He said that the downtown, the current direction of the downtown redevelopment was not, you remember this, some of you who were here at the time, was not what Kennedy laid out, the vision that Kennedy had years ago, that instead we needed to bring downtown professional office buildings, and that was part of the vision for what we were going to do, and we were going to do a whole new vision of downtown that would very aggressively change the direction of what the CID did. None of that happened. Instead, you guys started having meetings, and you stopped having meetings entirely. The CID budget expanded dramatically, $700,000 a year, something like that you're spending now. It used to be like $200,000. And what did we get for that money? Well, a lot of salaries. They hired a lot more people. The old CID had two part-time people, now had a bunch of full-time people. It barely did the things that the old CID did. The Arts Festival is a shell of what it used to be. The Broadway Taste of Spring was canceled for a couple of years.
1 minute warning.
You know, I'm all for the downtown art, but to say that the little sculpture in the MLK Park is the most magnificent piece of public art you've ever seen, Bob, you got to get out. Man, there's some good stuff out there. Go to another town from time to time. Go to New York. Chicago has a big public bean. You'll be amazed. You know, we can disagree about things, but to completely come in here and lie about some of the history that we've all been through together, I think pales. One other thing I wanted to ask, the minutes for this for these meetings used to be available online on the SharePoint website. And now they're not. The latest ones, if you want to see any from September, October, November, those are not there anymore. Do we have to file an OPR request to get those? Where?
On the
I know what a website is. When I go to that SharePoint site where all the others are, they're not there. Can you send me that website? Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Good evening. Alan Levy, 254 Oak Street, Rahway, New Jersey. I had intended to come to this meeting to actually praise the council. Truly intended to. For three reasons. One, I looked at what you guys were doing with the SID. And as you know, I wrote all of you 8 months ago explaining why the current way the SID was being done was inappropriate and violative of the statute and how they needed to be separate and transferred. And what you're doing, finally, good. I would have also suggested that you failed to include a little provision pursuant to NJSA 40:56-68, subsection B4, which requires that one member of the municipal council also be as on that board that is going to be the DMC, the District Management Corporation. You might be surprised. I wanted to remind you all that at least one of you should be on that council or be on that board just because the law requires it. I also wanted to thank, because I had heard that you guys are close to having a contract with the Police Benevolence Association, with the police union. And hopefully that will get done. Going 14 months without a police contract is inexcusable, but let's get it done. I'd also heard that things with the library were starting to calm down and starting to move forward, and those are great things to hear. Again, I thank the council, I thank the mayor for all those things. And then I heard the unhinged, delusional words of Mr. Landolfi, who had the audacity to say, well, they needed to right the ship and there were problems with the SID beforehand. And by the way, the lawsuit was resolved in 2017. The council got rid of the Rahway Arts and Business Partnership in June of 2021. So what were the problems for those 4 years? Well, let's go back to the record. I would hope that Mr. Landolfi would read the June 1st, 2021 issue of Rahway Rising, which said, quote, several RABP members sought clarification as to why the council took action, with some saying they were taken, quote, by complete surprise, unquote. Board members asked why it's happening and why the board was given such short notice about the decision and receiving information. Quote, I'm just disturbed in the way we were treated and I expected better from the city council, unquote, Trustee Ron Dolce said. Councilwoman at large, Joanna Miles, was in attendance at the RAP's meetings and recorded questions to take back to the governing body. Trustee Larry Fishman asked Miles whether she was aware of any disaffection by the council against members of the board and with the operation of the board and the SID. Quote, I will take this back to the city council and respond to all the questions, unquote, Miles responded. Has anyone responded to those questions? No. Has anyone actually told the people who volunteered their time for the SID what the problems were? No. So it is insulting. It is downright insulting that Mr. Landolfi gets up here and says, well, you had to right the ship. Well, what was wrong with the ship? And if there was something wrong with the ship, don't the people who volunteered their time have the right to know? We've all been fired from jobs, and it stinks. But at least have the courage to tell those people why they were fired, why they were disrespected. I want to make it very clear. At that time, my wife had won the 2018 Volunteer of the Year for Rahway. I've lived here since 2003. In 20 years, I never attended a city council meeting. You know why? Because I was happy with how things were being run. I didn't have any objections. And how many times have you seen me in the past year? And what was the one thing that inspired me to get involved? It's the fact that in the summer of 2021, this council, obviously at the instruction of Mr. Landolfi, ripped the city apart. You insulted dozens of people, good people who volunteered. Good people who are now opposed to the city, angry at the city, and are taking valuable resources from this city. And of course, we're seen as the opponent. We're seen as people who are always complaining. Well, I've given a reason why it's complaining.
Five minutes.
I've given you the opportunity to fix the problem. Please, try to heal the city. Thank you.
Good evening, Bernice Young, 200 East Milton Avenue. Happy New Year to all. I see you survived your Christmas holidays, and that was great. I'm here about holidays coming up. I'm looking forward to Dr. King's Day. On that day, I want to hear his voice and see movies about Dr. King, emphasizing on family. And also for the Senior Center on Estabrook for Black History Month, I want to see as much Black history material as you had for the Hispanic Month. From the front door to the back door, it was all over, and I expect to see the same thing there for Black History Month. Senior services are working fine. I'm talking with the director at the rec center. We have communications going, and things are getting good. Also, the bingo and the lunch for the seniors at Hamilton Stage, I hope you will repeat that. That's the best food I've had all year at that service. And for the senior buildings you spoke about, what about the building on Grand Street near Irving? I'm not sure of the name. It's in the flood area. Are there any plans to demolition that and start over? It's very old. And the traffic, the drivers are letting me cross the street much better than before, and that's all your work, and I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Larry Cohen. I live in Fanwood, New Jersey, but I'm a volunteer for the Associated Humane Societies, and I'm here tonight in that capacity. I want to thank the council for your abilities to switch gears so fast and give every speaker up here the respect that they're looking for. You got a lot of things on your plates, and I appreciate you hearing me out. Unless you're brand new to the council this month, you received a couple of emails from me last year about another state bill that I wanted to bring to your attention. And you also heard from my wife last month. She came and spoke on my behalf while I was at another town. The bill in Trenton is S-2511A-4051. It's called the Humane Pet Store Bill. And what it would do is it would prohibit pet stores and shelters and rescues, actually, from selling dogs that they had bought. No commercial sales of dogs, cats, and rabbits. And like these fine young women here, I'm also asking Rahway to pass a resolution in support of this bill. It builds on something you have already passed in Rahway. In 2017, you were one of 149 towns in New Jersey that have passed an ordinance prohibiting the sale of dogs and cats in pet stores in your town. You saw the wisdom of it then, and I appreciated it very much. And I'd like you basically to just pass a resolution saying what we knew was good for Rahway then and still know is good for Rahway, we think is good for the state. Eight other states have already passed this law. New York's just went into effect in December. And so there is a sense of urgency here because the fear is that many stores that can no longer sell dogs and cats in New York will try and take up residence in New Jersey and do it here. I want to point out that Assemblyman Kennedy has signed on as a co-sponsor of this bill, and seven of the other 10 towns in District 22 have already passed resolutions. And Plainfield has pledged to do so as well. So if you can follow through on this, we will have 9 of 10 towns in District 22, which is important because of Senator Scutari's position as Senate President and his influence in getting this bill onto the floor of the Senate in Trenton. So unless there are any questions about this, I guess what I'm really looking for is a council member to champion this. That's what usually happens. I don't feel that there would be any resistance on council to a simple resolution in support of this, but to get the process going, usually I need somebody, you know, to say, hey, I'll sponsor that or I'll take that under my wing. So if anybody would like to do that, I'd really appreciate it. What I've given you here, the first page of this three-page packet I've given each of you, the first page, and all of yours is different, are pictures of conditions at breeders that New Jersey stores have used recently, very recently. The second page is written conditions of breeders that New Jersey stores have used. And then the third page is a hard copy of the actual resolution that I'm asking you to pass. The problem is really out of hand. I mean, public documents and public information now has just overwhelmed the people who say that things are just going fine in New Jersey with the way that the stores handle their business. They don't handle their business very well at all. They source their puppies from these horrendous breeders out in the Midwest that just openly practice animal cruelty, and by virtue of a lack of oversight by many different governmental agencies, this just perpetuates itself. And the stores, they don't fear any repercussions at this point, frankly. And so I wanted you to see what's actually happening at these breeders, where these stores say they get their dogs, these beautiful places that they say they get them, and hopefully it will persuade you to take up this very simple resolution, simply saying you support State Bill S-2511A-4051. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Before I get out, I just want to make sure if I missed something. Was this still on the ordinance or this is open? It's open? Okay, once again, Ron McCraig, 840 East Hazelwood Avenue, Rahway, New Jersey. I just want to make a couple comments, but I don't want to make a comment. I want to address the issue that I've been coming here for, and I expect this body to address the issue, and that's what's important. There's a difference between me making a comment and you addressing issues of concern. So let me start this way. Number one, let me back up a little bit. Happy New Year's, and I truly thank you for turning around facing the public because it's more appropriate and it gives the appearance that you are listening, whether you are or not. But at least it shows respect and consideration to the public because we are the constituents. We are the investors because as long as you are in those leadership positions and you're getting paid, we're the ones investing you because you was elected by the people. So if nothing else, you owe us and everything that you see and do in this whole land of the world. Okay, it's about the public. It's about citizens. And I have a manual here. Maybe something you need to take in consideration. Put a manual together to outline what this body is all about, the rules, regulations, and everything else, and then allow them to have those things rather than have people come up here and address something that they're either trying to find out or understand something. At least they have some literature to read. I have this. Okay, Governor Kane put this together. But that's then. But this is a new day. And in a new day, you should be doing something new. Because you can't go forward unless you know where you come from. And if you don't know where you come from in the present, that's why you have a whole lot of confusion. Now, let me say this also, okay, because I've been addressing this. I'm not taking anything away from those changes that have been made, okay, in reference to the traffic on East Hazelwood Avenue. But I've also been addressing this on a regular basis, and I should not have to keep coming here for the same issue. Now, the JFK, which they changed the name, they host people, they host adults, they host kids. If they themselves don't take a stand and come to you and say, look, we need some public safety to make sure that this traffic is slowing down. And I can tell you exactly every vehicle. But if you don't make a phone call to these companies, whether you can have a police officer sit there or not, make the phone call. You use my tax dollars. Make a phone call. Say, hey, look, we have a concern here. Stop these people, your drivers, from flying. Your school buses, they do every bit. They're supposed to be for safety. But the fact is, outside of that, you have parents crossing the street, can't. They're all around Rahway. They are crossing guards, but you refuse to put one over there. You don't take heed to the responsibility. I can say, well, you know, you're biased. I can say that. But if it wasn't a diverse body here, I would say then you're prejudiced. Because you're shifting what you want to do in certain areas. I will also say to Councilman Brooks, since you're the liaison, then it's your job with the rest of the other floating council to go around and have a community forum, talk to the people, find out what's going on, so you can have a better understanding rather than give a report based on a police report. Because it still doesn't show here where they made great changes on East Hazelwood Avenue. I'm not here sitting home looking out the window because I have nothing else to do. I can go up and down that street in and out on a regular basis. I see and I know when police cars go down there. I know where they go and I know when they go down to come back. But that's not the point. The point is public safety. Do you understand when the gentleman talked about ethics? If this town puts together ethics, do you understand what that term means? Okay, you have a duty and responsibility by law, outside of law, as a human being, as a leader, to represent the people, public safety. Do that. If you don't know what, then talk to the people. That's why we're here. Community engagement. Do you not understand what community engagement? This should be a public forum that consists of representatives here, as well as the voices from the public, period. Then you can understand what's going on. It's not all about you.
1 minute warning.
This may be a Democratic Party, but I have not heard, I may not come here on a regular basis, but I have not heard where there's some opposition. Okay, one council said, look, I disagree. No, it seems like every time there's a vote or something on the floor, you see the repetitive heads. Bobby, yes, 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 yes. That's an issue. You may not have Republicans up here. My thing is not either or party. My thing is about humanity, public safety. If you talk about the laws, if you talk about what the city has under responsibility, the city has a responsibility based on those signs that were put out there, 25, school crossing. Do you understand what school crossing? Every place has it and has crossing guard, but you have not addressed that issue. And I ask every single one of you the question, why? Address that issue. Why? Because there's a problem. And one of the last things, too, as I said and brought to your attention.
5 minutes.
But nobody came back to say, look, this is what we could do, can do, will do. And that is in reference to the water company. If there's a water company, okay, if it's closed to the public, then say that. If we're not entitled to see and know what it exists.
Thank you, sir.
Then say that. But the fact is, address the issue. I got to pay the bill.
Thank you.
Then you're responsible to engage it, the public in finding out exactly if they exist.
Your 5 minutes are up, sir.
Really?
Sorry.
Really?
Really.
Then address my issue. And matter of fact, if there's somebody here who will give me their time, then I had another 5 minutes.
Thank you, sir. This will close it. This time I take a motion to close the hearing for the citizens, please.
I make a motion to close the public.
And second. Okay. Now at this time, are there any reports or update from administration? Roll call.
Councilmember Brooks?
Yes.
Brown? Miles?
Yes.
Mojica?
Yes.
Montes de Oca?
Yes.
Newberry?
Yes.
Timmons?
Yes.
Parson?
Yes.
Jablisco?
Go ahead, sir. Bill, Joey. Mr. Landafi, your turn.
Just a couple of comments, and I'm not sure whether to thank Amy for her kind words. Perhaps ask her to have a conversation with her husband. His words weren't quite so kind, but that's okay. But I would like to dispel the notion that, and I'm not sure the terminology, the man behind the curtain, the wizard, whatever, loud and clear so that everybody understands it. One boss, he's sitting over there. Second in command, he's sitting here. I advise on policy. You may not want to hear that, but that's the deal. But I'm almost speechless. And the reason I am is I was truly offended over the denigration of the MLK monument tonight. That is a magnificent piece of art. And it doesn't have to be large. It doesn't have to be broad in scope. The message that is sent there, the artwork that's incorporated, is outstanding. And you may not want to hear that, and you may want to denigrate it because these people did it, but it almost left me speechless. If I could, I'm going to give one example and then move on of what the issues were with the SID. Taste of Broadway. Somebody brought that up. I didn't. In 2018, there were 10 Broadway restaurants participated in Taste of Spring. Back then it was Taste of Spring. It's now Taste of Broadway. That represented less than 30% of the restaurants that were participating. In other words, what we were doing was running a food event that advertised not our restaurant, not our businesses, but those from out of town. So we encourage people to participate in an event that wasn't to the benefit of the organizations, of the businesses that were contributing to it. In 2024, there were 28 participating Broadway restaurants. That represented 76% of the overall participation. So that alone is a microcosm of the ills that were prevalent with.
No, you may not.
That were.
There needs to be clarity.
That,
this is not,
no.
No. Why does he get
it? Well.
No. Sit. Bob, you have the floor. I got it.
So, as I said, 76% were Broadway establishments. So I think that represents just a microcosm of the problems. And I'm not going to expand upon some of the other erroneous and inappropriate comments that were made, but
you had your turn. One more time, I'm going to ask you to leave.
Thank you. I'm not going to put up with this.
All right, so Thank you, Council President, for indulging that. And I think, unless, Jonathan, you have anything to add there? All right, thank you.
Collaboration. Okay. We're going to go to ordinance on first reading. Ms. Capone, could you please read 0-0125?
An ordinance amending Chapter 401 of the Code of the City of Rahway, Vehicles and Traffic, Adams Street.
Brooks and Mojica. Any comments or questions from Council? Roll call.
Councilmember Brooks?
Yes.
Brown's absent. Miles?
Yes.
Mojica?
Yes.
Montes de Oca?
Yes.
Newberry?
Yes.
Timmons?
Yes.
Carson?
Yes.
DeBlisco?
Yes. Ordinance 02-25.
An ordinance amending Chapter 401 of the Code of the City of Rahway, Vehicles and Traffic, Urban Street.
Okay, Montes and Parsons. Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Yes.
Thank you. Brown is absent. Miles?
Yes.
Mojica?
Yes.
Montes de Oca?
Yes.
Newberry?
Yes.
Timmons?
Yes.
Parson?
Yes.
DeBlisco?
Yes. Please read 0-0325.
An ordinance amending Chapter 401 of the Code of the City of Rahway, Vehicles and Traffic, William Street.
It'll be Miles and Tilson. And any council questions or comments? Roll call, please.
Councilmember Brooks?
Yes.
Brown is absent. Miles?
Yes.
Mojica?
Yes.
Montes de Oca?
Yes.
Newberry?
Yes.
Timmons?
Yes.
Parson?
Yes.
DeBlisco?
Yes. Okay. 0-04025.
An ordinance amending Chapter 393, Tree Removal and Replacement, to make certain corrections.
Mojica and Newberry, any council questions, comments? Roll call, please.
Councilmember Brooks?
Yes.
Brown is absent. Miles?
Yes.
Mojica?
Yes.
Montes de Oca?
Yes.
Newberry?
Yes.
Timmons?
Yes.
Parson?
Yes.
DeBlisco?
Yes. 0-05-25.
An ordinance of the City Council of the City of Rahway authorizing the acquisition of real property designated as Block 279, Lot 10 on the tax map of the City of Rahway, commonly known as 767 Leesville Avenue, Rahway, New Jersey.
Me, myself, and the Council. I need any questions from the Council? Comments? No. Roll call, please.
Councilmember Brooks?
Yes.
Brown is absent. Miles?
Yes.
Mojica?
Yes.
Montes de Oca?
Yes.
Newberry?
Yes.
Timmons?
Yes.
Parson?
Yes.
DeBlisco?
Yes. 0-6-25.
An ordinance to amend and supplement Chapter 97, Special Improvement District of the Code of the City of Rahway.
That'd be Miles and Newberry. Any comments or questions? Roll call, please.
Councilmember Brooks?
Yes.
Brown is absent. Miles?
Yes.
Mojica?
Yes.
Montes de Oca?
Yes.
Newberry?
Yes.
Timmons?
Yes.
Parson?
Yes.
DeBlisco?
Yes. 0-7-25.
An ordinance amending Chapter 35, Municipal Ethics Board of the Code of the City of Rahway.
That'll be myself and the Council again.
Any questions?
Any comments? Roll call, please.
Councilmember Brooks?
Yes.
Brown is absent. Miles?
Yes.
Mojica?
Yes.
Montes de Oca?
Yes.
Newberry?
Yes.
Timmons?
Yes.
Parson?
Yes.
DeBlisco? Yeah? Okay. Ordinances 01-25 through 07-25 are deemed adopted on first reading and will come up for public hearing and final adoption on February 10th, 2025 at 7 p.m.
Okay. Resolutions. AR 1420.
Council President, can I
go
make
ahead, Mr. Brooks?
Yeah, can I make a request to
That's
remove?
After I do this.
My apologies.
Yeah.
Okay. Resolutions.
A resolution qualifying firms for calendar year 2025 professional services.
Okay. Miles and Mojica. Any questions? Resolution AR-1525.
A resolution approving a professional services contract to Archer & Grainer, PC, for the provision of 2025 bond council services.
Brooks and Newberry. Need a second? I mean, council, have any questions or comments? Resolutions AR-1625.
A resolution approving a professional services contract to Phoenix Advisors, LLC, for the provision of 2025 municipal financial advisor services.
Timmons and Parsons, please.
Any questions?
Resolution AR-1725.
A resolution approving a professional services contract to NW Financial, LLC, for the provision of 2025 bond underwriting services.
Parsons and Miles. Any questions or comments? AR-1825.
A resolution approving a professional services contract to NW Financial, LLC, for the provision of 2025 municipal financial advisor services.
That would be Brooks and Mohegan. Any questions or comments? Resolution AR-1925.
A resolution approving a professional services contract to Lurch, Vinci, and Bliss, LLP, for the provision of 2025 municipal auditor services.
Newberry and Brooks.
Any questions or comments?
AR-2025.
A resolution approving a professional services contract to Acrisure NJ Partners Insurance Services, LLC, for the provision of 2025 Joint Insurance Fund Risk Manager Services.
Timmons and Miles. Any questions or comments? AR-2125.
A resolution approving a professional services contract to James P. Nolan and Associates, LLC, for the provision of 2025 special litigation for tax matter services.
Parsons and Brooks.
Any questions
or comments? Resolutions AR-2225.
A resolution approving a professional services contract to James P. Nolan and Associates, LLC, for the provision of 2025 special litigation for other matter services.
That'll be myself and the council. Questions or comments? Resolutions AR-2325.
A resolution approving a professional services contract to James P. Nolan and Associates, LLC, for the provision of 2025 special conflicts counsel services.
Miles and Mojica, any questions, any comments? Resolutions AR-2425.
A resolution approving a professional services contract to Sockler Realty Services Group, Incorporated, for the provision of 2025 property appraisal services.
Newberry and Timmons. Any questions or comments? Resolutions AR-2525.
A resolution approving a professional services contract to McGurney and Associates Incorporated for the provision of 2025 property appraisal services.
Parsons and Brooks. Any questions or comments? AR-2625.
A resolution approving a professional services contract to THA Consulting Incorporated for the provision of 2025 parking consulting services.
Timmons and Miles. Any questions or comments? AR-2725.
A resolution approving a professional services contract to Waters McPherson McNeil PC for the provision of 2025 bond council services.
Bohica and Newberry, please. Any questions or comments? AR-2825.
Resolution approving a professional services contract to Genova Burns, LLC, for the provision of 2025 labor council services.
Parsons and Brooks.
Any questions, any comments?
AR-2925.
A resolution approving a professional services contract to the Aubrey Group, LLC, for the provision of 2025 grant writing services.
Miles and Mohegan.
Miles and
Mohica.
Any questions or comments? AR-3025. Sorry.
A resolution approving a professional services contract to Doyle Alliance Group for the provision of 2025 group health insurance advisor and broker services.
Myself and the whole council. Any questions or comments? Resolutions AR-3125.
A resolution authorizing the mayor and city council of the city of Rahway to apply for the Union County Event Sponsorship Fund and enter into a contract thereto.
Timmons and Newberry. Any questions or comments? Resolutions AR-3225.
A resolution authorizing an agreement with Bonterra Tech, LLC for social worker case management software.
Miles and Mojica. Any questions or any comments? AR-3325.
A A resolution authorizing an agreement with the City of Elizabeth to provide sexually transmitted disease clinic services in accordance with public health practice standards.
Brooks and Parson. Any questions or comments? AR 3435.
A resolution approving professional service contracts to RSC Architects for professional architect services for the City of Rahway.
Newberries and Timmons. Any questions or comments? AR 3525.
A resolution approving a professional services contract to hire Gruel and Associates for professional planning services for the City of Rahway.
Parsons and Miles. Any questions or comments? AR 3625.
A resolution ratifying payment to Shower Property Services Incorporated for emergency sinkhole and storm pipe repair at 1100 and 1156 Bryant Street pursuant to NJSA 40A:11-6.
Myself and the council. Any questions or comments? AR 3725.
A resolution ratifying payment to Schauger Property Services Incorporated for emergency sanitary sewer and lateral repair at 275 East Albert Street in Hazel Place pursuant to NJSA 40A:11-6.
Mojica and Millbury. Any questions or comments? Resolutions AR 3825.
Resolution authorizing the execution of a contract between the City of Rahway and T&M Associates for professional engineering services associated with the Main Street Sanitary Sewer Rehabilitation Project.
Brooks and Newberry. Any comments or questions? AR 3925.
A resolution authorizing the execution of a contract between the City of Rahway and Ingenuity Infrastructure, LLC for professional engineering services associated with the Water Quality Assurance Initiative Project Phase 3.
Miles and Mojica.
Any questions or comments? AR 4025.
A resolution to authorize a one-year contract extension for a professional services contract to provide underground utility locating services in accordance with the Underground Facility Protection Act, One Call Law.
Timmons and Parson, any questions or comments? AR 4125.
A resolution authorizing the refund of payment of taxes due to the granting of a senior deduction for the calendar year 2024.
Myself and the council, any questions, any comments? AR 4225.
A resolution authorizing the refund of money due to redemptions after the tax lien sale.
Brooks and Mojica. Any questions or comments? AR 4325.
A resolution authorizing the refund of money due to the redemption of tax sale certificates for 2022 tax liens.
Miles and Newberry. Any questions or comments? Resolution AR 4425.
A resolution approving professional services contracts for professional general engineering services for the City of Rahway.
Parsons and Mojica.
Any questions or comments? AR
4525.
A resolution approving a professional services contract to T.O. Najarian Associates Incorporated for community rating system engineer services for the City of Rahway.
Miles and Newberry. Any questions or comments? AR 4625.
A resolution approving professional services contracts for special litigation counsel for affordable housing for the City of Rahway.
Brooks and Parson.
Any questions or comments? AR 4725.
A resolution approving a professional services contract for housing rehabilitation and consulting service provider.
Mojica and Mahogan. What's this list? I keep saying it wrong. Any questions or comments? Resolutions AR 4825.
A resolution of Municipal Council of the City of Rahway, County of Union, State of New Jersey to amend resolution number AR 217-24, appointment of Logan Artute as tax assessor for the City of Rahway.
Miles and Timmons, any questions or comments? AR 4925.
A resolution approving professional service contracts for environmental engineering services for the City of Rahway.
Mojica and Newberry, any questions or comments? AR 5025.
A resolution appointing a municipal housing liaison pursuant to PL 2024-C2.
Myself and the council, any questions or comments? AR 5125.
A resolution approving a memorandum of agreement between the City of Rahway and the Police Benevolent Association, Local 31.
Myself and the council, any questions or comments? AR 5225.
A resolution of the City of Rahway, County of Union, and State of New Jersey authorizing competitive contracting for administrative services.
Brooks and Miles. Any questions or comments? AR 5325.
A resolution appointing members to the Social Justice Commission for the City of Rahway.
Myself and the whole council. Any questions or comments? Okay. The resolution will be adopted with one motion and consent. Do any councilman wish to remove any councilman? Mr. Brooks?
Yes, I was a little overzealous earlier today. I would like to remove AR 51-25, please. For a separate vote, for a separate reading. Thank you.
Here we go now.
So you need a motion and a second for a consent.
A motion to approve the second agenda.
I make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Roll call. Okay.
Councilmember Brooks?
Yes.
Brown is absent. Miles?
Yes.
Mojica?
Yes.
Montes de Oca?
Yes.
Newberry?
Yes.
Timmons?
Yes.
Parson?
Yes.
Jablisco?
What? They need a roll call on AR
51.
Yeah. Okay. AR 51?
Yes, we need a roll call on AR 51.
Yeah. Need a roll call.
Roll call for resolution AR-51-25, which was removed from the consent agenda. Councilmember Brooks?
Yes.
Brown is absent. Miles?
Yes.
Mojica?
Yes.
Montes de Oca?
Yes.
Newberry?
Yes.
Timmons?
Yes.
Parson?
Yes.
Jablisco?
Yes. Okay, the audience is second reading. Ms. Capone, would you read O42-24? 44-24.
An ordinance authorizing an emergency appropriation, NJS 40A:4-53, funding of terminal pay for retired employees.
Okay, and now on this one, we have a public meeting on 044-24. You have 5 minutes to speak only on this one article. Please direct your comments to the City Council. Ms. Capone, does anyone sign up to speak?
No one has signed up.
Okay. No comments? Okay. And does anyone in for the council have any comments? No. Council President, roll call, please.
Councilmember Brooks?
Yes.
Brown is absent. Miles?
Yes.
Mojica?
Yes.
Montes de Oca?
Yes.
Newberry?
Yes.
Timmons?
Yes.
Parson?
Yes.
Jablisco?
Yes. Is there any other miscellaneous business tonight?
There is no miscellaneous business for tonight.
Are there any council members that would like? Is there any other council members would like to have a closing comment, please?
Good evening, everybody. This is my first time here, so I'm just soaking a lot of things in, trying to get to know exactly what's going on more in the city in depth. I do appreciate the the members of the city that do come out, others from other cities around. You brought some very important subjects that matter that we're definitely going to be taking a look at. Most importantly, I made a mistake last week. Although there wasn't a lot of people, I was a little nervous when I was up here getting sworn in. I do want to thank all the residents that took their time and vote for us, to let you guys, let us represent you. So we do greatly appreciate that. Thank you.
Ms. Timmons, do you have something to say?
Good evening, everyone. I would also like to thank all the residents that voted for us as well. And I look forward to the upcoming year and also looking more into the information that was received today in regards to, I did hear information about the selling of the pet shops, and it was something that I was looking into. So I do thank you, those that came forward today, to give us more information on that. And I would also like to make mention of MLK Day, all that are available to attend. That would be great on the 20th, as well as the Windows of Understanding. I look forward to being able to stroll through Rahway and take in all of the beautiful art that we do have here on display. And I'd like to commend the young person that was chosen to also display their artwork, and I hope that they will be in attendance to receive their flowers that day as well. Thank you.
This is...
I'm sorry, Ms. Park.
It's okay. That's all right. I just really want to thank everyone. I want to thank everyone for coming out this evening, and we really appreciate the support and feedback and comments. Thank you for bringing to our attention concerning the Climate Superfund Act and regarding the pets. Windows of Understanding, I am definitely looking forward to that, and the MLK program, so please come out and support everything that we have going on in town. Again, thank you guys. We really, really appreciate you. Thank you.
We'll start down at the end down there.
Thank you, Council President. All the way out here. Okay, thanks. So I know it happened a while back in the meeting. I mean, as a refresher, you know, we were talking about the OEM. I happen to represent the City Council on the OEM and Office of Emergency Management, for those who didn't understand that. I participated also in that tabletop exercise, the most recent one that they had. And what I must say, and I have to commend all of our department heads on their wonderful way of being able to work together. I mean, that's very difficult in today's world, especially when you got a lot of egos and a lot of degrees in one room. But that didn't seem present, and I was very, very assured that in case there would be some type of disaster, unfortunately, that could bestow on us, like we've seen in California, I think that we're so far in good hands. It's great that we've got a consultant coming out and giving us some fresh take on things. I'm relatively new on the OEM. So obviously I can't speak to it kind of like our BA would be able to. But I also want to thank our BA for including me into the OEM family. And I'm hoping that we can learn much more, and I can go ahead and report what I've learned to the council and assure them as to how I feel that our city's in great and capable hands. Thank you, everyone, and thanks, everybody, for coming out with your comments. We'll certainly take them into account. Have a good night.
Thank you, Council President. And I'd just like to just reiterate welcome to Councilman Montes Diocca. I look forward to working with you. You're my ward, Council Person. Thank you to everyone coming out, and I look forward to seeing people out in Rahway this weekend. Thank you.
I just want to acknowledge that I do believe in two Saturdays. We have the Paws and All over at the rec center. I know that my dog had a good time last year, and I think that if you bring your pup out, your dog will also have a good time. And we offer vaccinations, and I'm looking at our health director to make sure I'm not lying. We also offer vaccinations as well as licenses for your animals so that you can be in compliance with local laws. I will express the importance of having your dog or your animals licensed with our health department. It helps us to identify animals or pets that have had the rabies shots. So if there's an incident in the community, what you're doing is you're helping someone to have to prevent going through the process of being an individual going through the rabies vaccination. If we know that the animal that they had an incident with actually received their rabies shots, we would be able to share that information with the individual that may have had an incident. And so it really does help our fellow residents. So if you have a pet, it isn't licensed, it's free to come out. It's not free. It's free to come to the event, but there is a licensing fee just to cover the administrative costs. So please join us in 2 weeks at the rec center. Thanks so much.
Mr. Brooks.
Thank you, Council President. First, I want to thank the public for coming out tonight. You're not the only ones we're not the only ones here spending, you know, a large chunk of our evenings here delaying dinner. We recognize that, so we thank you. Thank you. I want to make a personal thank you, and this is probably on behalf of the council members and the mayor as well, to the Social Justice Commission, those who've served, some since the inception back, all the way back in 2020, where I was a part of the inaugural class as the co-chairman. And, you know, you guys are volunteers. You know, a lot of people don't realize that. And volunteerism is the highest caliber of public service. So I want to acknowledge them by name. The ones who are moving on, that would be Pastor Marty Robinson, Samantha Harris, Naja Allen, and Jesse Williams. Jesse Wilson. Oh, she kicked my butt right there. Yeah. My apologies, Jesse. You know I love you. And you leave behind a well-lit torch to pass to somebody else. And I would say you contributed to our community in many, many ways. Years of monthly meetings and initiatives and special events. You should all be proud of the work that you've done, and you definitely helped make Rahway a better place. So applause to them. I also want to commend the mayor for bringing the Social Justice Commission to fruition. But additionally, I want to speak on the exceeding of the housing requirements while upgrading and remaining them affordable. That's something that many municipalities, our neighbors, tend to neglect. Not to diss them, but we've been doing it the right way for a long time, and definitely deserves some recognition. In respect to my neighbor, Miss Pranita, thank you. And for a short time, I ventured outside of Rahway, and I actually lived in Los Angeles. I'm getting phone calls from friends, people that I know personally who lost their homes. I've lived in Glendale, which is right next to Pasadena, and it is a war zone out there. So I do appreciate that our city is taking the steps and the steps to be prepared for any type of natural disaster or emergency situation. And our prayers go out to those who are impacted by that. And to your point, climate change and it's a real thing, and we can't just think, oh, that's a California thing. I mean, it's this winter's been pretty hard already. And I would also say before that we probably had some of the most warmest winters for the last 3 or 4 years. So it just goes to show how temperamental our environment is. MLK Day will be taking place on next Wednesday. We'll be meeting at the park by the train station at 11:30, and we'll be taking it to the rec center at 12. It's in collaboration with the NAACP and the Rahway Social Justice Commission. We hope to all see you there. And to Mr. Cohen, although I have not yet to thoroughly read the literature that you provided, I'm not sure if he's still here, I can say somebody who has adopted a pet from Mount Pleasant, my son Bo, he's very cute, and just losing my other dog just 10 days ago. We had euthanizer. I can say that I know that Assemblyman Kennedy is usually ahead of the curve, both when it comes down to things humane and environmentally. So I'm pleased to know that he supports this. It definitely gives me a great deal of reassurance because I know he's well-researched and very knowledgeable. But on the surface, it looks like something that we certainly can get behind. Might be speaking ahead of myself, but I like what I've seen so far, and thank you for the illustrations. To everybody else here, wishing you safe travels and a healthy new year. Thank you.
It's always a hard act to follow. But I just want to say, like what our mayor says, Rahway's strong, and that's what we are here. Our council is strong, and we're going to stay strong. And I want to thank Bob for what he did today going out. It was one of my ideas I spoke to the mayor about, that we should talk about what some of these articles and different things we're going to be talking about, so people know in the audience what's going on. And I think it was good what Bob's had to say, and it shows that what we're trying to do here as council people, trying to help the community and show everybody what's going on. And I thank you, Bob, for what you have said today. And I thank you all for attending, and thank you for everything.
Council President.
I'd like to adjourn the meeting. Have a motion to adjourn.
Is my mic working, Joe? Yes. So I want to thank council for approving the resolution that gave the police a contract. I wish I could stand here and sit here and say how wonderful that experience was, how we sat there and we smiled and we laughed and we joked and we came up with this great contract and ideas. That didn't happen at all. But I do want to talk about the passion from both sides. the police go to work every day and they put their lives on the line protecting everyone, and they pull themselves from their family to do so, and that takes a lot. And they juxtapose that passion with an understanding that they would have a decent living, and that makes sense. The council and the mayor and administration look at their responsibility to the public and say, you know, we understand that the police put their lives on the line, and as well as other emergency service workers. And their responsibility is twofold, both to the citizenry and to those people who do that. So that passion comes out as well. And when you get two passionate groups in one room at one time, as we see just about every council meeting, it's not always friendly and it's not always amicable. But that passion speaks to the love that they have for the people that they serve. The police serve not only the citizens, but they also serve themselves in a good way. The union leadership is there to ensure that there's a financial reward and a benefit to their members. The city council and the mayor and administration do the same thing for both those uniformed service members and the public. So it is with great honor and, I must say, relief that we passed this, because it is a well-deserved contract. And thank you to the mayor and to Mr. Landolfi. Thank you to Mr. Raynone for working with us, Frank Ruggiero, our human resources director, Ms. DeLisandres, and again to City Council. Council President, thank you.
Thank you, sir. I'd like to have a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
I second.
Thank you. Case dismissed.